Hey now, what you're about to hear is a free preview of one of this week's episodes of The Dumb Zone. If you would like to hear this episode in full, along with the archive of all of our past episodes, please go to patreon.com/thedumbzone. It's only a hilariously priced $6.90 per month to subscribe. Caitlin Clark. This is a big story these days.
That's what I've heard.
She had her opening press conference with the Indiana team.
Fever?
In Indiana?
Indiana Fever.
Dun, dun. So, you have the audio.
I do.
This is very controversial.
Indiana Fever.
Some dude asked her a question at a press conference.
So, this is Greg Doyle, and for most people, that doesn't mean anything, but he has been, like, sort of the... He's like a local version of Skip. He exists to be an irritant. He writes... You know what I would compare him to? Mac Engel. Like when you see a headline...
Hot takes,
yeah.
Was he the one that wrote that Johnny Manziel is college football's Rosa Parks?
Yeah, that was actually Mac Engel's wife.
Oh.
So you're close. That was Jen Floyd Engel. But she did,
I support the Engels.
She did write that column. But yes, this is Greg Doyle with Caitlin Clark's introductory press conference the other day.
Go first row on the right there for Greg.
Hi. Hi. Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
Okay, so at this point, he is off camera, but he makes the heart symbol.
Which she does.
Taylor Swift does, whatever. I don't know. Thought DeMar Hamlin had it as being the guy who almost died from like his heart not working.
Yeah, he kind of owned that for a year.
You would think.
But she'll do that now, and that's
yeah.
Her,
she does it to her family.
That's kind of like her signature thing. Okay, and
Real
he
quick,
does it to her.
This.
Yeah, he's doing it right now.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like yeah, that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game. So
okay, well, pretty cool. Start doing it to me, and we'll be get along just fine. So. Question is, you didn't have to turn pro. I kind of thought you would, no matter what.
Okay, so I think the people, the part that people are focusing in on is obviously when he says, like, yeah, you start to doing it to me and we'll get along just fine.
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is, you.
Yeah. So he got hammered for this.
Yeah, he's been getting dragged on social media. It wasn't because he's apologized for it, but you got the dude. It wasn't the hand gesture, although that's cringeworthy. You told a woman half your age, show me affection and we'll get along just fine. That's not conversation and familiar. That's sexual harassment.
Oh my God, shut up. That's a dad joke.
I've got,
Just a corny old man.
He's been unprofessional for years. Not only does he get away with it, he gets rewarded. Unprofessional, inappropriate, unfair, judgmental. Just do your job and stop trying to be funny. This, quote, man is another example of why no one trusts the media anymore.
Fake news.
These people are why...
Yeah, these two guys over here, these media folk.
These people are why people don't like the WNBA.
It's not because they can't dunk. No, I mean, I think... Too big of a deal was made out of it, but I also do think it was kind of weird. Like, I don't think he would have said that to Andrew Luck.
You seen Chappie talk to a 20-year-old girl?
It's not pleasant.
Or would he be like, hey, DeMar?
Right.
He holds up the sign, and DeMar's like, I mean, what are you trying to get from them?
Yeah.
You're clearly trying to make this bit about you.
Yeah, it's an
which is what he's done before.
It's an icebreaker.
But do you need that?
But I say, hey, DeMar, and I show him the heart. What is he going to say? Okay,
cool,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I do that. I did it when I almost died. I remember that.
Yeah.
Now what?
Just
well,
ask
will you do it to me?
I feel like you just ask your question. Dude, Blake, and I feel like you are absolutely fronting right now. If you were at a press conference and you saw somebody ask a Cowboy player a question and make a little heart hand sign... You would throw something at them.
Yeah, because they're a dork, not because they're sexually harassing Caitlin Clark.
Okay, well,
Like, that's the issue here. Like, he is just a corny old guy. He just wanted to, hey, Caitlin, I'm going to be covering you for the next 15 years. I'd love to write a piece about it. It's just this icebreaker of, like, hey,
she won't see a second
I'm
contract.
The weird guy that does this, and I'm going to be asking you questions for the next decade. That's all it was. And it's not whatever the hell Dan just read. It's not a male-female thing. It's just that guy is a dweeb.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it safe to say it's lit?
Yeah, it's trying to
a reporter said a locker room was lit.
I'm going to see if I can find that. Jeez. But yes,
Rick Renner?
No, that was... but that was up there. He wrote like a very long apology column. I think it's like, I'm the problem. Looks like Dan has it.
Greg Doyle says, headline, Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry. On Wednesday, I was part of the problem.
Mm.
I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with number one overall pick, Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever. Sorry, can't read. What happened was the most me thing ever.
Mm.
Me is in italics.
Yeah, I'd punch you if you ever said that to me.
In one way, I'm sort of known locally, Psy, for having the awkward conversation. He wrote the word Psy.
Yeah, that's like, not good.
This guy's a dork. Yes.
And not Psy in parentheses either.
Little old me.
So
I'm known.
Just a me thing.
Oh, I'm shucks. Sort of known locally, Psy, for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly conversational questions. I've done this for years with Colts coaches Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen.
This sounds like it was written by Blake's AI program that does our descriptions. Yeah,
those are fine.
I've done it with Purdue players Carson Edwards and Zach Edey. I did it with IU's Romeo Langford, talking to them as people, not athletes.
No. It's a real relationship.
Notice something about all those names?
Men.
They're all men.
Mm.
On the one hand, yes, absolutely, male and female athletes should be treated the same. I'm talking about coverage, respect, compensation, terminology, you name it. Stories have been written about idiots who say or act otherwise. And then along comes a story about another insensitive man which goes viral on social media, and I decided to write about that idiot.
Who was it?
Me.
Oh.
It's a me thing.
Mea culpa. No, I'm adding that.
Wouldn't have been a surprise, though, had that entered its way into the copy.
He goes on to write, what I learned is I need to be more aware of how I talk to people, not just athletes. I realized that only after my exchange with Clark went viral and I navigated the first two stages of grief during a discussion with the people I care about the most.
He knows the stages of grief.
Denial, how he didn't do anything wrong, and he... blah, blah, blah. He's like, what did I do? I was just welcoming you to town.
This is America.
What kind of idiot acts creepy on national television? And then parentheses, me. Then anger. This is how I talk to everyone. Had that been the male equivalent, but Anthony Richardson, I did something like that too. I'd have shown him the heart gesture and reiterated, I like that you're here. I was convinced I was harmless and right. When a woman I deeply respect told me.
Deeply.
But Caitlin Clark is a young woman, and you don't talk to a young woman the same as you would a young man. And my heart dropped because now I saw it. After years of being so sure I was on the right side of these arguments, I was now on the wrong side. And for the oldest reason known to man and woman. Ignorance. You could say that's absurd. I should have known better. And I do. But here
some
we are.
More.
I was just doing what I do. Talking to another athlete. Another italics person.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see the line. I didn't even know there was a line in that vicinity until I crossed it.
Yep.
In my haste to be clever, to be familiar and welcoming, I offended Caitlin and her family. After going through denial and then anger... I'm on the wrong side of this. Me, I now realize what I said and how I said it was wrong, wrong, wrong. I mean, it was just wrong. Caitlin Clark, I'm so sorry.
I'm going to read Columbine again.
Yeah, Greg Doyle is like a walking, living, breathing, writing goatee. Like when you see him, it makes a lot of sense. You may recall him from this, from Once Upon a Time Ago. This is when the Mavericks eliminated the Miami Heat.
LeBron, three games in a row for you, fourth quarter, not much. That's the moment superstars become superstars. Seems like you're almost shrinking from it. What's going on?
Whoa. Boy, that's really brash.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, what's going on, bro?
What's going on?
How do you shrink from that? I thought you're a superstar.
That's is a superstar show up.
This is Miami Mavs?
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
He did score 8 points.
Yeah, no, I was there. I was at this press conference, I guess. I don't even remember this.
Superstars become superstars. Seems like you're almost shrinking from it. What's going on?
What's going on? I think you're concentrating on one side of the floor. And, you know, all you're looking at is the stat sheet. Honestly, I'm a two-way player. Tonight, in instance, D-Wade had it going offensively. So we allow him to handle the ball. We allow him to bring us home offensively. You could just watch the film again and see what I did defensively. And you ask me a better question tomorrow.
Rachel.
Yeah, that's not the clip I thought I had, but still.
No, that one's...
That's good.
That's his bit.
Unbelievable.
What's going on? What's going on? And I think he had a moment with Pagano last year. He's just one of
Maybe
these
that
guys.
Wasn't the Mavs clinching victory.
Yeah, I think it might
just
have been game
six. Just
because
he says, ask me another question tomorrow.
Or game five, yeah.
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 So is he the guy that asked the question about LeBron?
Yes.
Do you remember, Blake, the I'll still have a big screen TV, and I'm still going to have my wife and kids in my mansion, and you're still going to go home to your beaten life. And
that's the one I wanted to play for you. I'm sorry.
Was he the guy that led into that?
Definitely. Definitely.
I might have it somewhere. But although that was 2011.
You're going to have today.
What's this guy's name?
Greg Doyle.
Yeah. Speaking of Doyle and Caitlin Clark, I only thought of Doyle because it rhymes here. Now, you know who this is, Jake. I don't necessarily want to say it publicly, but it's a... I don't want to take credit for this, but I think it's such a genius thing, I just want to say that it exists. Because it's a well-known media member in DFW that we both know, but that doesn't narrow it down. I know a lot of... I've been here for a long time, so you can't figure out who this is. But he texted me that he thought Caitlin Clark looks like the McPoyle sister. And Always Sunny. You guys in? I don't know if this guy will publicly say that, but he did say it to me, and I just thought, I'll take credit for it then.
Like sure, if no one
else,
do.
If no one else wants to. I wish, it's one of those things I wish I had seen that first. Because yeah. Now I can't unsee it. When I see her, she licks her lips. She's
yeah.
got like a unibrow.
And then my reply to you was, have you ever looked at what she actually looks like?
When they clean her up?
Well, when she's normal.
Yeah, like, yeah, not- yeah.
She's not Cameron Brink.
No, she's a nice looking lady.
She's super hot, dude.
Okay, I mean, I don't see that.
Okay.
I just see... I see her as a person in italics.
I'm just saying, like, when they put the unibrow on her and put milk all over
oh,
her.
Oh, that! I thought you were talking about Caitlin Clark.
No.
No, I've never seen McPoyle.
Oh.
What's her name?
She's yeah. really hot.
Is yeah. she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this chick.
I'm gonna, why did he stretch?
I'm going to objectify her. What do we got here? That's the McPoyle sister?
Yeah.
Why are you not booking her tomorrow, Jake?
Yeah, Jake.
Or Blake?
Jake
what is your name?
Jake's talked about this before.
Margaret McPoyle?
For yeah. sure.
Don't look
Which
at my
wonder,
look at
would
your
you,
own computer.
Would
Let you,
you
pop
your
knuckles.
Get it all ready. My searching fingers ready. You guys want to do some news and stuff?
I guess.
Wow. Jeez.
Here's Jake. Who is that tweet by? Dumb Zone News. It was Antonio Brown.
Do you want to report?
Yeah, do it.
Go ahead.
I think that's a today in Twitter. I think it's a fake. I don't think she really blocked him. But I saw it.
I saw it. Here's some audio.
What do you got?
Let's see if this plays. Blake, come up.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in our locker room. Game, man. You know, we waiting our whole life for this game.
Who's this?
John Fabian with the Branding Iron. I just saw a video of your guys' locker room celebration after the game. Is it safe to say it's lit, right?
Oh, God.
Had to get that in.
Yes, fellow kids.
At AB84.
This is about Caitlin Clark.
Go ahead, Blake.
Again, this is Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark looks like she keep it hairy.
Okay. Yeah.
I think any dark-haired lady, right? That's what you're probably going to lean towards. Like, look at Jake. He doesn't look like he's clean.
What do you mean clean?
Shaven.
You've offended him.
You just look like a monkey.
Jeez. I mean, I clean it up.
I know, but you're very hairy, and you can grow a beard in about a half hour.
My son has, like, a ridiculous amount of back hair.
Wow. I've never heard of that.
Looks like a little... Seriously, dude, he looks like a little wrestler. He's barrel-chested with hair all over his back. I'm like, that's going to be a problem for you, dude.
He follows up.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Antonio.
She looks like she keeps it hairy. Repeated. When did a bush become a bad thing? Did we cancel the bush? Make bushes great again.
Just a comedian.
His Twitter game is exceptional.
Look, he's he made a hat.
Make Harry Coochie great again. And then did he hashtag CTE?
Look, he's simply asking the important questions.
CTE ESPN.
Yeah. A guy lit himself on fire outside of Trump's trial today. The Dunza, Dunza, Dunza.